You're listening to the poetry, music, and performance art of the second acting. And on the phone with us, if you're just joining us late, is Janet Kuipers and John Yatko. That makes up the dynamic duo of the second acting. Everything okay there, guys?
Yeah. The dynamic duo is fine.
The dynamic duo.
Dynamic duo.
You know, we're...
As long as I'm not Robin.
That whole thing, if you're old enough, as I am, to even understand what the dynamic duo conjures up, I guess that tells our age. Well, you guys are a different type of group. You're the idea of mixing poetry and music, it's been around for a while, but, you know, it's something that's gaining popularity more in recent years than I think in the past. At least that's my perception of it. We also have another program that features that called Copus Music a lot, and it's very popular out in San Francisco. What do you want to say about that whole performance art, music, poetry type thing? Where do you see it going?
I couldn't say where I see it going for as a world. I would like to see directions for it for myself. I just actually got a book from the library about Laurie Anderson, who is a performance artist. And it talked about the fact that she would put on a show and decide that she wanted to be able to get into people's faces and would use any sort of imagery as well as sounds that she would orchestrate as well as telling her story, so that you would have as many different forms as possible to inundate yourself with the message. I do performance art shows on my own that are not musically related. As a performance artist and a writer and a reader and an editor, I do quarterly shows in Chicago, and I set them up with images that are going all the time, and they have different sources, instrumentals backing up to accentuate what the storyline is of what I'm talking about. In fact, the last show that I just did, we had a mixing board, and it was able to change my voice so that I could have a low voice, like a, you know, this low man voice. Or something in a high pitch, you know, so I'd have something where my voice would change for different for different moods, for different pieces to get a point across. So I feel comfortable in being able to do those kinds of things normally. When we were doing, we found ourselves in live shows, we would think, oh, we could have another piece, and John would be like, oh, I have instrumentals here I could play, and I'm like, well, I could just follow a rhythm and read something off to it, and otherwise let it be an instrumental. And so we would have things like our live tracks in Alaska, where we would do that on the fly, or else we would just come up with music that would be fitting for a piece, like we've done with doing things that are live open mics at Sing Your Life, for weekly performance art open mics. We would do pieces like that. I'm trying to think. What else, man?
Well, Don, is being a guitarist in a performance art performance different than playing in a, say, cover tunes in a nightclub band? Is it different?
It's different, yeah.
I guess in what way?
Well, for one thing, it's usually your own stuff then. Versus covers, you're doing your own thing. So you do have the advantage of being able to make a mistake and nobody will know about it.
That would be
one of the good things. Sometimes, though, just trying to come up with something that would be fitting for a poem. It's a lot different than music because the idea of timing, because a lot of what Janet does is prose, so there really isn't that rhythmic element that you find in poetry where you have rhyme that ends up, you know, being more, her poetry is less lyrical, it's more prose related. So